know, and we're going to be us. We got nothing to hide. You know, it all goes back to the culture that Sean and Brandon have built, and the permission to be yourself, the best version of yourself, right? And I think hopefully that's what you see. But I won't watch it. I'm not worried about that.
Bobby Babich, who also, he's talking there about Hard Knocks, not going to watch it, doesn't want to be on it. As part of his press conference yesterday, I also learned his son plays quarterback at St. Francis. Like, his son plays quarterback. And he's getting the updates from, Bobby's getting the updates from his father about his son. And I had the thought, has a defensive coordinator ever schemed against his own son? Any level,
I don't
anywhere.
Think so.
And would that be dream come true stuff? And we've got fathers and sons playing together.
Yeah.
How about defensive coordinator drawn up the scheme to shut down his son at quarterback?
All right. He's at St. Francis?
I think that's what he said in the press conference.
We could ask Sean about, I think his son is he's like middle school still, but Orchard Park playing quarterback.
All right. So, you know what? Tomorrow.
A little long road, but you know, that could be has that ever happened? I mean, well, no. I was going to say Deion Sanders, if he goes to the NFL, could do it. But is his son ever going to play? Probably not.
I feel like his son's more likely to play than Deion is to coach.
In the NFL?
Yeah. I mean, his son's there.
I would still bet Deion to coach in the NFL.
As a head coach?
Yeah. Right? Or are they about to get bad because the guys he went into Colorado with are gone now? Like Travis Hunter. Maybe they're going to be bad. I have no idea. No idea how good Colorado's going to be. So otherwise, I can't think of any possible circumstance where that's really happened. How many coaches' sons even play in the NFL?
Well, a lot of coaches' sons do, but not many NFL coaches' sons.
Like
do.
Head coaches.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Speaking of coaches, we have our first batch of first coach fired odds.
All right.
The 2025 season.
I'm ready to bet.
You ready to bet?
Yep, I love this.
Got to guess who the favorite is?
Favorite to be fired in season.
There's five guys all pretty six that are all pretty close to the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see. Is Dennis Allen at the top?
Dennis Allen is not an active head coach.
He's not? Who's the – oh, sorry. The they just fired
first
him.
First guess. Wrong. Not a coach.
For Kellen Moore. Sorry.
Yes, Kellen Moore
they just
is their
fired
head coach.
Him. Yeah. That's how likely he was to be fired. He's already been fired.
He is not coaching. All in right. fact, wasn't he fired in the middle of the season?
Yeah.
I was he was fired on November 4th.
Yeah. I was trying to get my way to the Saints, and I jumped the gun.
That makes sense. I mean, you went to the worst team in the league.
Yes.
Or the perceived worst team in the league.
Which, by the way, I saw today that the report is Spencer Rattler is currently beating out Tyler Shuck at quarterback.
All right. Good luck with that.
All right. Favorites to be fired.
Yep.
A lot of new coaches. I mean, Stefanski has to be on the list.
He is number four.
Okay.
Plus 700.
Brian Schottenheimer, because Jerry Jones is unpredictable.
Brian Schottenheimer is so far down the list.
All right.
He is like plus 10,000. I would say his listing is pretty ridiculous. He's plus 10,000. Sean McDermott's plus 5,500.
Okay.
There's no way Brian Schottenheimer is twice as unlikely to be fired as Sean McDermott.
I agree.
So that's crazy.
Is Shane Steichen in this?
He's number three.
Indy?
Plus 600.
Mike McDaniel?
Mike McDaniel's number two, plus 500.
Brian Daboll?
Number one.
Yeah.
He's the favorite, plus 400.
And then,
Dave Canales and Jonathan Gannon are right after that.
Okay.
Carolina and Arizona. Which, that makes some sense, right? They've been there a couple years. Those teams are not expected to be great. Although, aren't both expected to be fairly good?
Yeah.
Okay. But Daboll being the favorite. Yeah.
You might want the Titans coach in here, Brian Callahan. 3-14, gets a quarterback if it's not going well.
The next three after that six. Zach Taylor, Brian Callahan, Kyle Shanahan.
Zach Taylor.
That's your next three.
Zach Taylor.
That's a bad bet.
Zach Taylor?
Right.
Well, I don't know that they're the kind of organization that let's say they fire Zach Taylor, who, by the way, is under 500 as a coach.
Is that still true?
Yeah. 46-52-1.
He's six games under 500?
Yeah.
Wow.
But 5-2 in the postseason.
That's wild. I guess those first 2 years he was 6-25-1.
Yep.
So that does a lot of damage to you. And 9-8 and 9-8. Okay, so really, I mean, he's had one incredible year and everything else has been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about the organization.
Yes.
That team employed Marvin Lewis, who never won a playoff game
for 10 years.
No, it was like 16 years. He was there forever. They're not going to fire a coach that took them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to, is who do they even hire? Just like the next coordinator?
Right. Marvin Lewis was there from 2003 to 2018 and never won a playoff game.
Are they going
to
go after Nick Saban? Right? Isn't there a little bit of a rumble?
There's a Saban rumor.
That Saban wants back in and wants a great quarterback.
Like, yeah.
Well, congratulations. I don't know that that's going to work for him.
But he would come to the NFL if there's a great quarterback on that team.
And if the Bengals, even with their ownership situation and how they might not be a serious operation in that regard.
Yeah.
I mean, you get the chance to coach Joe Burrow. I think a lot of teams would be jumping on that. A lot of coaches.
The rumor about Saban, though, has been Cleveland, because I guess he has a connection there through his agent and ownership, and he's coached there before in the past.
And it's about Arch Manning.
And if they got Arch Manning,
yeah, it's like a conspiracy to get Arch Manning and Saban to the Browns.
Yeah, Saban will be 74 years old in October, by the way.
That's fine. Age is just a number. You know how old Pete Carroll is?
He's 73.
Just watched a speech that he gave at, I think it was to the Raiders.
Did I ask you this question or Sal a couple weeks ago? Saban or Belichick more likely to coach next in the NFL?
Saban? Belichick is toast.
He'll never coach in the NFL again?
I'm going to watch Belichick coach on the sidelines at the Carrier Dome this year.
You're going to that?
I don't know if I'm going to that. I am going to see
it, though. You'll watch it at least.
I mean, Belichick's done, right? Hasn't he damaged everything about his reputation at this point? Don't people no longer trust his, I don't know, judgment?
I wondered, like, it takes is one owner, right? Is one owner. Like, one of these guys could get fired. I mean, I'll circle back to a team that I thought he was going to go to a couple of years ago. If Brian Daboll is the favorite to be the first coach fired, that's the owner he has a relationship with, John Mara.
Maybe the Giants
would fire Daboll in the middle of the season. And would Belichick leave UNC in the middle of the season?
Maybe. Would he want Daboll on his staff? Because he's been on staff multiple times.
He's been with Daboll before.
Yeah.
So, like, I think you're probably right, and most teams wouldn't go near him. For all that comes with it, in his 70s, he wants all the power. He's going to bring his coaching staff with him, which historically has been, like, kind of a joke, right, at this point. Like, the guys that are underneath him. All the drama that's happened with Kraft, like, I don't know, you just might not want to go near it. But there might be a couple owners, Jerry Jones, John Mara, guys that have been around and would have a lot of respect for him that I think would consider it. So I don't think it's impossible. It's got to happen soon, though, right? He's at an age where if it's not going to happen the next year or two, like, you better get going. Does it matter at all what he does in North Carolina? To his NFL candidacy? Like, if there's an owner that would be considering it,
would they say,
oh, you know, I was going to do this, but North Carolina's 4-8.
Right.
I don't think I want to go near him now. Or on the flip end, could he lose one game at North Carolina this year and the NFL goes, oh, look at, yeah, Belichick, he still got it. Because he made the ACC title game.
It would be a wild story to see them have a great year.
UNC?
Yeah.
They play Syracuse, by the way, on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
At Syracuse? You go to that game.
Think about it.
Saturday game on Halloween? You'd be skipping Halloween, though, and I mean...
Oh, Halloween is Saturday?
I mean, the kids trick-or-treating.
Yeah, it'll be a big...
versus Syracuse, North Carolina.
Be a big year for that.
Yeah.
Trick-or-treating.
Halloween decorations are out, by the way.
Has betonline.ag listed the odds for my children's choices of costumes? Minus 10,000, princess.
I think you can go...
And minus 10,000, car.
Yeah,
monster truck.
These shops are up. You can go look around and see what the costumes they're selling are. The hardware stores I saw have the decorations out. The 30 foot
ghouls you can buy at the hardware store.
My wife was trying to buy a 25-foot skeleton yesterday. I'm like, it's too early for this. Pumpkin spice lattes aren't even out yet.
I want a 30 for 30 sort of exploration into what year we as a society, not that I have a problem with this, just be like, yeah, 30-foot Dracula on my lawn. When did we decide? They started making them. We started saying, like, yeah, let's do it.
That's cool.
Let's put the abominable snowman Yeti on my lawn for Halloween. Let's put a
skull
the size of my house on the lawn.
You're saying this wasn't a thing when you were a kid?
No.
Not at all?
No. These things were not as
relevant. What did you decorate for you didn't decorate for Halloween?
You might have put like a black cat or some, you know, orange and black. You definitely did not see the proliferation of giants.
So really it's just the size you're saying.
Yes.
What's different.
Yes.
How big they are.
Was his name Jack Skellington? Is that the name from Nightmare Before Christmas? Anybody?
It's Jack. I know that. Jack from the Nightmare Before Christmas.
And it's Jack. I think it's Jack Skellington.
Yeah. I don't know. This is probably more recent. I bet the giant ones is more recent.
Yeah.
Especially the ones they're selling in stores now. Like 10 years ago, I wasn't walking into a home hardware store and seeing these things like on display.
Yeah.
Maybe you could have found one online somewhere.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. You can give us a ring on James Cook. Other issues to get to. Sales off today. He'll be on for the Extra Point Show, but we're giving him the morning off. Carrington Harrison joins us at 9 to talk a little bit about the Chiefs as we roll along here on WGR.